The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
New in theaters this weekend is the documentary CSNY Deja Vu. It follows Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young on their 2006 anti-war tour. They were trying to influence the election. And now here comes this film just before the November presidential decision. The songs are the same. Their mission is the same as it was 40 years ago. Only now it's not Vietnam. Neil Young has remained an activist all of his life. That hasn't changed either. He directed this film with help from ABC News reporter Mike Saray of Sausalito, who became embedded on the tour. We caught up with Neil Young at a restaurant near his San Mateo County home.
How did this film come about? Well, it started out maybe you were just going to do a little video journal of the tour, and then it grew, and you get an embedded reporter who'd been embedded in Iraq.
We saw this coming when I did the record. I saw the reaction to it was so personal and so so good and so bad at the same time. So personal, and people who didn't like what I said were just like attacking me from on personal levels about, well, being a Canadian and being I had just had my aneurysm episode, and people were, even one guy went as far as to say that, you know, when people have a near-death experience, they kind of lose their perspective. And they say things and that, it's a classic reaction to a near-death experience. They're trying to anything they could do to dismiss what I was saying as being, you know, let's impeach the president for lying and misleading our country into war is like a, it's just what it is. But people really hated that, a lot of people, and they hated me for saying that, and they hated me for being a Canadian, for having a voice. But you can't have it two ways. You can't say that we're electing the leader of the free world and not listen to people from the free world who have something to say about the supposed leader of the free world, because Canada is most definitely a major part of the free world.
Oh, yeah, well.
And so, you know, the attacks happened. So getting back to the point of your question, we knew what would happen. And if we went on the road with it, we knew that it would be really, wide in its reaction. And I thought that filming it would be a great thing to do. And I'd already met Mike Saray doing the videos. We did 10 videos for the songs on Living with War, which are, you know, part of the package. In creating those videos, I wanted to get real footage from inside the war to use in some of the songs, as many as I could. So we were sourcing everything and trying to find everything, and that's when we found Mike. Because Mike, having heard the record, wanted me to do an MSNBC or some sort of a CNN or something, a half an hour thing on the war in Iraq and the music. And I really didn't want to do it, but I really liked him, and I liked his footage, and I liked his experience. So I said, well, I don't want to do the television thing. I just don't want to, first of all, I don't want to promote the record, because promoting a record about living with war is just wrong. So I felt, you know, people were dying every day. I'm not going to go out and promote it. You know, so we put it on the internet, and we made it so you could get it.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to pay for it. And if you could get the kind of quality that you can get over the internet, and you could get it. So you could hear it. You know, people could listen to it all day long on my website if they wanted to. So we made it available so people would get the message, and we did all of that. But we didn't want to have promote it the normal way, because you can't promote this the normal way. People are dying. There's families, Gold Star mothers, brothers and sisters. I mean, you just can't do that. It's a very sensitive subject, and it's a volatile subject, and you have to be as delicate as you can when you address it. But it has to be addressed.
Was the idea to do this hour and a half documentary, or did that just sort of grow out of the...
Out of meeting Mike, I said to him, I said, Mike, we're going on the road. We're going to take this music out, and we're going to play it for people. I'm going out with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We're going to do all these songs and all of our old songs about war and politics and everything that we ever did. We're going to drag every one of them out. We're going to do all the new ones and all the old ones. and we want to see what happens. How would you like to come along and embed in the tour? And we got your footage and people from the war that you met, the soldiers. Why don't we bring them in? Why don't we bring some Gold Star mothers to the concert so they can hear what we're saying? Let's try to meet. Let's see what happens when we bring the music together with the subject of the music and the people involved, and see what happens. And play it for the people around the country and just see what kind of reaction we get. And you get embedded here, and we'll just film the whole thing, and then we'll make a documentary out of it.
And you let him have open access?
Or yeah.
Were there moments where you didn't want the cameras around?
Well, no. I mean, you know, there were obviously there's some things you don't want him to see, but, you know, he never got close to him, so we didn't want him to see him.
There are some very emotional moments in this film when we're dealing with a mother who's,
yeah.
We had seen earlier the casket coming back to SFO, or talking to people who've lost their legs. I love the woman, the politician, was running for office, didn't win, from Illinois.
Right. Yes.
Just, boy, she's dynamic. She's got things going for her. But
yeah.
Is that tough sometimes to talk to these people because of the experiences they've had?
Oh, well, it's emotional, you know, because we're living the songs, we're singing about this, we're seeing people crying in the audience, we're seeing other people, you know, giving us the finger and yelling at us and walking out, and we're seeing all of these things happen, and it's very emotional. And then meeting with the parents of soldiers that have fallen in the war is always very sad, very emotional. And we're just hoping that, you know, that we've done them justice.
You bring up people walking out, and obviously the Atlanta concert is the one that plays most in the film. I don't know if there are other concerts like that.
That's the one we captured the most of.
Yeah. Well, can we talk about that? You could have just decided, okay, I'm not going to show this part of the film or this part of the tour, but you indeed were open to that. And these people... Really, I don't know where they were coming from. They knew your songs from 40 years ago, you know, singing some of the same themes. But boy, when you sing "Let's Impeach the President," they went ballistic, and they said things like, "The government knows more than you do."
Yeah, people.
I don't know.
It's a snapshot. It's a historic snapshot of the country in the midst of a change, and it's we can feel the change now, because when you look back to those times, you go, that was a different time than today. I mean, today it's different. We still have this uneasy feeling that, okay, well, we got the Congress in the last election and nothing happened. We really got nothing for it. I mean, some things got started, but none of the things we thought were going to happen, the things that we're talking about, like the, you know, having to have ethanol pumps and biodiesel pumps in every new gas station to get a license to sell gasoline, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you get biofuels and alternative fuels to the people if there's no pump? So that was one of the things that Nancy Pelosi was going to do when they got in. That never happened. That should have happened. But maybe for some reason the power wasn't there. Whatever the reason that it didn't happen that time, maybe it'll happen the next time. Maybe it'll happen after Obama's elected president, if he is.
Were you feeling threatened at all in these concerts where people were throwing things on stage?
We had, the dogs and everything checking out the arenas and everything before we went in.
Hmm.
And I've never had so much security on a tour before, but I think it was just the time. I think it was the times, you know. And we really didn't know what was going to happen, so we were just being careful. But I think generally you have to look at America as people that are, you know, that are hopefully are above that kind of reaction to something that where people are actually saying what they feel about an important subject. That if you disagree, that the discussion is what matters. It's not, you know. Now there's obviously fringe elements out there that you have to be aware of, but it's not like I wouldn't want to give the impression that America was so crazy that we were worried about getting shot all the time. It's not like that here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of very good people here that just care about what's going on both sides, and they all have real good reasons for feeling the way they feel, and they're convinced that they're right, and it's their right to feel that way. So I respect them, even if they don't respect me or if they disagree with me completely.
Why the name of the film? That was the album from so many years ago, but
it's a cheap Hollywood trick. I mean, you know, CSNY Deja Vu.
And it is
it's like Neil Young, Heart of Gold. What can you say? I mean, it's the stupidest thing in the world. You use the same, use your big hit as the cover. It just so happens that Deja Vu was, this is Deja Vu. We're in another war. It's a lot like Vietnam. It's not as big, but it's only not as big because it would have been politically destructive to make it any bigger, to use any more soldiers, and to do it in the correct manner. We probably would have had to have a draft, which these people obviously don't want because they've learned from Nixon's experience that that's political suicide. So rather than risk their own jobs, they send the same people over 4, 5 times, 3 times. Soldiers are supposed to go once and then come back, and then we send new ones. Because they didn't want to risk saying we need a draft. They caused people to go over there who were so tired that they couldn't even think straight, and so paranoid and so damaged from being over there too long, and they were representing us in the wrong way. And you can see it in those torture things in the prisons. You can see it in all this. People are just overwrought. They're just completely out of shape. They're overworked. And the military is, they're a great asset. And to see them mistreated this way is like, it's a real crime. So that's our position.
Yeah. You haven't done a lot of interviews with mainstream media, if you will. Here I am.
Yeah, I'm really up the creek now. I know that.
Yeah, you're in deep trouble now.
I'm in deep trouble. But this movie, you can't just put it out and not say anything. You have to be behind it. We're behind it. We made it. We're not just going to throw it to the dogs.
Sure. So you are a newsman in a sense, like we are, because you're editing a newspaper that looks very much like a well-known national daily newspaper.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we're like... my dad's a journalist. He was a journalist.
Yes.
And journalism's been in my family for my whole life. So I have some sensitivity of journalism. But I'm sure that some people would think that it's, I have an opinion.
I saw a real warm, sincere, loving relationship among you four guys. And there's a scene, I don't remember what concert it might have been. It might have been in Atlanta before you went on, where you just said, thank you.
Washington, D.C.
Was it Washington? Yeah.
I was very nervous in Washington.
Why? Just because
because it's just, you're messing with things. And people's feelings, their hearts and souls are married to these two political parties and their views. And we've had a leader that has done everything possible with his army of advisors to separate the country for the good of getting elected, point out the differences, not point out the similarities, but point out all the differences. The religion thing. I mean, the idea that for a while they were actually saying that Democrats were a party that didn't have faith. They were not a party of faith. I mean, that's history now. I mean, we're past that. We are definitely past that. Some people don't realize it, but it's true. We are. But we were there. And our leader was there, and that's where we were at. That's what we were fighting. So people were separated, and now I think it's going to be a massive coming together as the pendulum starts swinging the other way.
Yeah.
I really think that the next 8 years are going to be possibly, some of the maybe 8 to 16 years will be some of the greatest time in the history of this country. I hope people go see the movie. That's why I'm here. And whatever they take away from it, I hope they realize that the film was made with respect for everybody's point of view, and that it's made to stimulate a discussion of real things that are happening now and how we're reacting to them, and are we right or are we wrong.
Neil Young on his life and the new documentary film CSNY Deja Vu in theaters this weekend. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's Arts and Entertainment reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider Podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.